Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Enrique, welcome back.
I'm here.
And tell us again who you are and what you do and what your favorite flavor of Jell-O is.
Enrique Gutierrez Alvarez. I'm a senior data security specialist for IBM and the Southeast market, U.S.
Very good.
My favorite Jell-O is going to be pineapple.
Oh, nice. That's not what I was expecting. You should talk to Doug Lifton about his preferred flavor of Jell-O. And you have to listen to that on another episode of the podcast. But he has some insights on Jell-O as well. But I've not heard pineapple. That sounds good. But what we're here to do today is to talk about GDE. And the question that's on the table is, what are the top three pitfalls to avoid when talking about GDE with customers?
That's a good question. I think the first one is to understand where the encryption will be required. So when I say where, is it on endpoints? So endpoints like laptops, computers, or is it required for data servers? And if it's endpoints, it's better to walk away because GDE is not developed for an endpoint type. So that would be the first one to avoid.
Yeah, and that's laptops and tablets and the like, yeah.
The second one, a lot of organizations are looking for database encryption, which GDE can do, but they will ask if we can do column or row encryption, which GDE does not. We can do it with other things like tokenization from GDE or application encryption from GDE, but those tend to be longer projects that are not as transparent or as quick as, you know, file and database encryption. And then the last thing is to get, because we are required to deploy an agent on those servers that we're going to encrypt, your infrastructure people will ask you questions around performance. And we do have numbers, you know, approximate numbers, but every customer is different. And to get into a discussion about the way that things are done and how much performance, and even ask for load testing is also something that you need to avoid. We've been doing GDE for over 10 years. And we typically, when I say typically, 1 out of 100 times there's a performance issue. So we do have the references. We do have some white papers showing our encryption. So do not try to do any tests regarding performance for GDE.
And I know from my experience, usually they don't have a good metric of success when they ask about performance. They, you know, they want to know what impact it is. It's usually, you know, 1% or less on a loaded environment, but usually they don't know what they want, and so it's kind of difficult. And the performance can also be very much a function of a variety of factors. What are the other applications that are running in the environment that aren't using GDE? Is there a lot of network traffic? You know, are they using a SCSI environment or a RAID environment? There are a variety of things that can also come into play. And so unless the customer has a clear performance objective, I would agree. It's best to kind of stay away. Really, if in proper implementation, it's not going to be noticeable. You can probably get a scope out, but in reality, nobody's going to notice it. That's why it's transparent.
Correct. Yeah, and we do have customers that have been using GDE for years, And like I said, there haven't been any complaints in regards to the performance of the agents.
Very good. Well, thanks for taking some time today to be on the podcast. Before we bring it to a close, any last minute thoughts?
No, go out there. There's still a lot of data that needs to be encrypted and protected. So, you know, ask the question, how are they using encryption today? And you will certainly find an opportunity for GDE.
Fantastic. Thanks very much and have yourself a great rest of the week.
You too, Rick. Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking Five with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for taking five with GDE.